Hello, everyone. Good Monday afternoon. This is Rhonda R. Hudgens, your networking strategist, and we're here today to talk about networking and the three C's of networking. I want you to understand why these are important and what they mean for you as someone who goes out and networks to have their business known by people in the community that need to know you have a business. But first, I want to say thank you for joining me. I want to say thank you very much for supporting this broadcast as we continue to grow and bring more and more information to you as our audience grows. I have a call to action for you. Please consider supporting supporting the broadcast. But also, I want to ask each person listening today to please recommend to two friends that they listen. So share this. It's easy to share, especially if you do listen via Anchor. It's easy to share, but whatever platform of the 11 platforms we are on that you listen on, please share and recommend that at least two people listen to this broadcast. Because if you add two people this week, and then next week they add two people as well, and you add two more people, then each week, if everyone will just recommend two people listen, then we will grow exponentially and become one of the hottest broadcasts around. And let's get honest, with that beautiful pair of red shoes in my logo, those are hot. My logo is hot. This broadcast really is hot, but we need more people to know about it, and I need your help in getting the word out. So thank you very much. And I don't want to waste any time getting into this. I'm going to give credit where credit is due. Corey Moore, the networking king here in Atlanta, Georgia, who founded the organization Pro Networker. This is part of the Pro Networker teaching. I've kind of hung on to that for 4+ years now. And I met Corey actually 4 years ago tomorrow. So let me change that. For 4 years. And one of the first things I learned from Corey was the definition of networking and what the three C's of networking are. So today, like I said, I wanted to give a shout out to Corey and just let everyone know Corey Moore really is the networking king. Pro Networker is an awesome organization for networking. They have a really great event once a month called the Circle of Firms event, and it's just awesome. You need to be there if you're in the Atlanta area. Or if you're traveling through and you happen to be in Atlanta and you're going to be there, download the Pro Networker app and you can find out all about the Pro Networker events. And you can also find about other events happening in the area as well. Networking. There is one thing that people seem to get wrong about networking, and those people who go, I've networked and it doesn't work for me. Well, usually people who say networking doesn't work aren't doing it right. And they don't really even understand what networking is. Networking is the action of process of interacting with others to exchange information and develop professional or social contacts, the exchange of information or services among individuals, groups, or institutions for the cultivation of productive relationships for business. I like to just simply say networking is the process of interacting with others for the cultivation of productive relationships for business. Because I do most of my networking for business. Now, I do admit I do quite a bit of networking for ministry as well, and within my church and outside of my church. Many, I would go as far as to say most of my business network are Christians, because I am unapologetically Christian. I make no apologies for that. And because of that, they become part of my ministry network as well, because they support my ministry. They support my business. They're my network. I can reach out for them for business. I can reach out to them for ministry. Now, the three C's of networking: clients, collaborators, competitors. I remember a Saturday morning in a workshop with Corey, there were some people there that had never been to a networking workshop, never heard of the three C's. And I remember this person who did not network, was just getting started, do not remember what business they were in. But when it came to collaboration, they made the comment of, why would I want to collaborate with someone in, for instance, an event, then I have to split everything with them. So let's go back, though, and while you think on that, I'm going to go back and I'm going to start with clients. Now, I call everyone who does business with me, whether it's one time or many times, a client. To me, a client infers relationship. A customer, to me, is one and done. Now, you may be in a business where one and done works for you. And if you do, that's fine. Even when I was in Avon many years ago in the 80s, I had, and I never said customer, Avon said customer, I didn't. I had a client list of 100 active clients. And I treated them like clients. I did not treat them like one and done customers. It earned me a lot with my district manager as far as training, because she loved my thought process so much with that. She would pour into me what others would not get because of my mentality for that. And we're talking the early 80s, 100 active clients on an Avon reps list at that time was pretty much unheard of, unless they had been with the company for years and years and years and years. And my average order every 2 weeks at that time, which was still done 100% on paper, was $500. That's an equivalent. I did the math last year, looked it up. That would be the equivalent of about $1,200 in orders every 2 weeks today. So clients are people or organizations who use the service of other professional people or companies. That makes sense. You need clients if you're in business to buy your products or services. Collaborators. Let's go to the collaborators. People who work jointly on an activity or project. An associate. Maybe you want to do an event, but you really don't have a big enough database to outreach and influence to pull together a successful event on your own. Even if you were to hire a professional event planner, you still need to have one or two collaborators, because you need someone who's going to be a part of it, and you get access to their database, they get access to your database, and it's a win-win-win for everyone involved. This goes back to the person at the workshop. Their thing was, why should I collaborate with someone when, if I do it by myself, I do this event by myself, I get 100% of everything that's made. And Corey's response to that question because everyone that answered his question, but those of us who knew the answer and have been in workshops before and have been trained for professional networking, said the number one thing that they looked for when they went to a networking event was clients. That's why they're doing it wrong. That's why it doesn't work for them. So her thing was, if I'm having an event, I'm doing it to promote my company and my products and services. So it's all about me. Networking is never all about you. You don't have the gifts, talents, and even the company that you have just for you. We all have purpose in life, but it's never just for us. So if you've only got 500 people in your database and you've really built a relationship with this person over here who has 750 people in their database, and they've built a relationship over here with this person who has 1,000 in their database. The truth of the matter is, none of you may have enough to do an event by yourself. Yet together, you've got 2,250 people in your collective databases. So if you contact all 1,250 people, and you're looking to have 50 people attend an event, between the three of you, you can probably get 50 to 100 people. 20% of people will usually participate in something. Bottom line, sometimes it's only 10%. So let's say it's only 10%. Yeah, 1,250 people. Or 2,250 people, my bad. 2,250 people, and 10% of that would be 225, but you're only shooting for 50 to 75 people. It shouldn't be a problem if it's marketed right and done right. So it's better for you to collaborate with these two other people, join your resources in your database, get 75 to 100 people. So let's say your tickets are $100 a piece. We're just throwing a number out there. So you got 100 people that buy a $100 ticket and it's $10,000. You cover the cost of the event. You divide up the remain. So let's say the remainder is $6,000. So each person who collaborated makes $2,000. But if you'd have done it yourself because of the small number in your database, you might have gotten 50, but you'll be able to bring more resources to the table for the attendees. And so you can charge that $100. Whereas with 50, you might have only been able to have charged $50. You probably couldn't have got a professional event planner. And at the end of the day, when you pay out all your costs, you're probably only going to have about $1,000 left over, if that. $2,000, I'll take $2,000 any day of the week. Competitors, moving forward. Competitors, an organization or person engaged in commercial or economic competition with others. A person or entity which is a rival against another. In business, it's looked more at as a company in the same industry or similar industry which offers a similar product or service. People selling or buying goods or services in the same market as another person. So which one should you look for first at a networking event? Truthfully, look for your competitors. Build a relationship with them. I don't have time to go in one of the greatest stories that Corey ever told about competitor relationships. But at the end of the day, the short version is he built a relationship with a competitor who is in the tax cert business just as he is outside of networking. When this person went out of business, he made Corey an offer to buy the business. Next, look for collaborators. So what? Maybe you're both Avon representatives. So rather than one of you doing a training, do an event, get together and do it. You'll be able to bring in more people and take care of more people. Clients. Clients are the last thing you look for. So even though 1, 2, and 3 are clients, collaborators, competitors, you really should look at that list backwards as far as what you're looking for at any networking event. Seldom are you going to go to a networking event, meet someone who becomes your client on the spot. Because it's not about selling, it's about telling. Networking, if you looked in networking, I did that definition, there's no sales in there. Networking isn't about selling, it's about telling. It's about building relationship for the cultivation. It is about the exchange of information or services for the cultivation of productive relationships for business. I may never be your client, but I may be the best referral partner you ever found. You may never be my client, but you may be the best referral partner I'll ever find. So I thank you for joining me today. Again, I ask you, please ask a couple of friends to listen in. Join me each Monday afternoon. Would love to have you here. Would love to have your support for the broadcast. And I look forward to talking to you next week about making sure our business and our relationships aren't fighting each other. So with that being said, have a wonderful, wonderful week. Go out and do great things. This is Rhonda R. Hudgens, your networking strategist. And if you're unsure about how you need to go about networking, then let's have a conversation at bit.ly/RRH Book Online.